In Detroit last night, we had a second night of debate among Democrats who want to be their party's nominee for president. 20 candidates in all over the two nights. Here to talk about the debates is one of Michigan's Democratic members of Congress, Debbie Dingell. Welcome back to Stateside.
It's great to be here.
What's your overall impression of this lineup of candidates?
You know, we've got 20 people, different backgrounds, different perspectives. So it's great to see such a talented field of people running. I'm not sure we learned a lot in the last 2 days.
I was going to ask you if you heard anything new.
I think we've got to begin to get to a point that we're going to winnow it down. But I have 20 friends running for president.
Were there any clear standouts in your opinion of the candidates? Who performed well? Let me put it that way.
I'm not endorsed anybody for president,
right.
And I really am more interested in how other people react to these two nights of debates and to meeting these candidates and working with these candidates, because I think Democrats did a terrible job in 2016 in terms of campaigning. We didn't talk about issues that mattered to people. Nobody wanted to hear or believe that we weren't doing a good job until it was far too late.
Yeah, you were one of the people who said Michigan was going to be lost to Trump. What do these candidates need to do? What does the Democratic Party need to think about to win Michigan back?
Well, and I didn't see it the last two nights, quite frankly, on the stage here. I think there were too many. I have to agree with Andrew Yang, who said there were too many rehearsed shots and one-liners and not enough of substance and talking to people. And I think another thing that they did is that we kept looking back. So I agreed with Senator Bennett, who said, instead of talking about issues that are 50 years old, we should be talking about issues now because our schools do need to get better. You know, they were in the city of Detroit, which is coming back, but it's an urban city. Race continues to be an issue. We have an education system that's broken there and not working for the kids. Wish we could have heard more about that. Wish we could have heard more about manufacturing. Wish we could have heard about trade deals that ship jobs overseas, and now you're trying to get a new trade deal, but it's still allowing a blazer plant that was only sent to Mexico last August to pay $1.50 an hour. That's not a level playing field for a worker here in Michigan. Wish I'd heard him talk about pensions and people who worked a lifetime and thought they'd have a safe and secure retirement and now don't know that they will. Wish I had heard lots of healthcare costs talk. Don't think a lot of people understood it, even people that knew the issue well.
Kind of hard to sum up in 30 seconds or a minute or so.
But they could have talked about why people are paying so much for prescription drugs and what they're going to do to so that people don't have to pay that much.
A lot of the polling shows there's a lot of interest in more policy measures about climate change. We heard a little bit about climate change last night. Did we hear anything that you think is substantive?
I think that everybody on that stage both nights all agree that we've got a serious environmental problem. I think it's so complex that you got to break it into different issues. So you've got the Paris Climate Accord. We've got what do we need to do about setting goals for carbonless society? What does that mean to everyday people? What does that mean to jobs? That's the bigger picture. Do we go off fossil fuels? Do we go off of coal? But we also, we're in Michigan. More than 20% of the fresh water in the world is in the Great Lakes. People are worried about water quality. We have to worry about PFAS. We have to worry about lead in water. Flint is a symbol, but do you know how many schools across the country have lead in the water that our young children are drinking from? So there wasn't enough on the environment at all. Any sort of touches were to say Flint was outrageous. We need to talk about these issues, and we need to divide them up into chunks that get at each of these different issues.
Let's talk about the overall impressions. What do you think voters are thinking after watching two nights of Democrats attack other Democrats, tearing down their policies and sometimes their character?
I hope that the next debate, we're going to talk about the future and more about issues and less about attacking each other.
There is this divide between more moderate Democrats and the party's progressives. Will Democrats support the nominee no matter who wins because they didn't in 2016?
I am someone who believes that what's great about these 20 candidates is that they're people with different life experiences, different perspectives, and you bring all of that talent and knowledge to the table, which is what you do in the Congress and the Senate. The strength of any team is that each person has a different strength. But the team wins when you pull all those strengths together and row in the same direction. I think too many people didn't realize nobody thought we could lose. Everybody thought Democrats were going to win, except for a few of us. I think people now know what's at stake, and I'm hope that that's going to be enough impetus that everybody's going to be rowing in the same direction.
You touched on it a bit here, but I wonder what you want to see next time in a debate from the candidates.
I want to see them talk about issues that matter to working men and women across this country. I think the Detroit debate was an opportunity to talk about heartland issues, because any road to the White House for 2020 for both parties is going to go through the heartland. Working people across this country, no matter what state they live in, want to be able to get a job, make enough money to buy a home or to live in a safe and secure neighborhood, to be able to afford food, to be able to educate their kids. If they're sick, be able to go to the doctor. And when it comes time to retire, to have a safe and secure retirement. Those are really basic issues. We need to be talking about those more in a very simple language that everybody understands.
Debbie Dingell is the U.S. Representative for Michigan's 12th District. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.